Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Isang paalaala. Ang susunod na kabanata ay naglalaman ng mga salita at pahayag na maaaring magdulot ng takot, pangamba at pagkabahala sa mga nakikinig, lalo na sa mas nakababatang gulang. Huwag magpatuloy kung kinakailangan. Tuloy po kayo sa gabi ng San Telmo Society. Kumusta po kayong lahat? Sana ay napapakinggan ninyo ang episode na ito sa maayos na kalagayan. Ang San Telmo Society ay ang listener story submission segment ng Philippine Campfire Stories, kung saan binabasa ko ang mga totoong kwento ng mga kababalaghan at pagtataka mula mismo sa ating mga tagapakinig.
How are you, Campmaster? I hope your overall health is okay. Total, our group is called San Telmo Society naman. May nahalungkat ako from my baul of memories na paniguradong swak sa pangalan ng grupo natin.
My tito died in a tragic death. He was robbed and died of knife wounds. This happened when I was 10 years old and my brother was 5 years old. We were home alone that time and our tito was supposed to watch us. Naniniwala ako na hindi siguro siya mamamatay kung pumunta lang siya sa bahay namin ng mas maaga. My first instinct noong sumisigaw na siya ng tulong was to go on silent mode. Naglalaro kami ng kapatid ko noon kaya sinabi kong tumahimik siya at huwag na siyang magsalita. I checked the front and back doors kung lock kasi kapitbahay lang namin yung bahay ng tito ko. Kaya kung mag-uusisa, kami ang isusunod. I don't know. Basta my intuition at that time were telling me to do this and that. I hugged my brother because my tito was literally crying for help. We were just kids and I was afraid for our safety at that time. 30 minutes passed with dead silence. I prepared my brother to run to the neighbors for extra safety kasi mga late night na makaka-uwi ang parents namin. Now the question for the listeners was, bakit hindi tinulungan yung taong humihingi ng tulong? Lasenggo po kasi ang tito ko noon, kaya sanay na mga kapitbahay na pag nakainom siya ay may mga series of wild habits. I think may anger issues din siya na baka nag-ugat from his childhood and sa environment nila before. But he was a loving tito sa amin. He would always take care of us and spoil us. After the burial, nilagnat ako ng mataas na hindi bumaba for a week. Then I tried talking to him in prayers. Maybe it's his way of saying goodbye. I don't know. Many years later, malapit sa kinatayuan ng house niya before, ay may nakabili doon ng lupa. Then nagtayo din sila ng bahay doon. One of the new neighbor's son saw a blazing ball of fire around 12 midnight and 3 a.m. Kasi nocturnal din naman po yung anak ng kapitbahay namin. Malaki daw yung bolang apoy, at least 4 to 5 basketballs kung ikukumpara. My tito died around 11 to 12 years ago, tapos nangyari to last year.
My neighbor's son messaged me saying na ipagdasal namin ang kaluluwa of my late tito. I think it happened twice. I don't know what it means kasi madaming pwedeng explanations ang San Telmo if we'll look into different angles. Thank you again for reading my stories. God bless.
Hi August. Salamat ulit sa pagpapadala ng kwento mo dito sa San Telmo Society. I just found out that August is in fact a girl. For some reason, I thought your name is male. So, I'm very sorry if natawag kitang lalaki before. The last time na binasa natin ang story ni August ay last February of 2022 when she heard a flapping sound from above her nung nasa isa siyang parking lot late at night. This time, August takes us back to sometime around the early 2010s nung bata pa siya. August, I'm sorry this happened to you at sa tito mo. To lose someone as horribly as you did, at lalo na sa batang edad, must be hard to process. Hindi mo na nakwento kung nahuli ba yung pumatay sa tito mo, pero sana naman ay nakahanap na din ang pamilya ninyo ng kapayapaan sa pagkawala ng tito mo. Yung nakita ng anak ng kapitbahay niyo na San Telmo could be anything. But you're right, it could be a San Telmo. By definition, St. Elmo's fire is a persistent blue glow that occasionally appears near pointy objects during storms. The name is something of a misnomer, as the electric phenomenon is more in common with lightning or northern lights than it does with a flame. It looks nothing like the San Telmo we know. In Philippine mythology, iba ang ibig sabihin ng San Telmo. Ang San Telmo ay isang fire spirit na hinihikayat ang mga nakakakita dito na sundan ito. Papagurin ito ang kanyang biktima hanggang sa mawalan ito ng sariling bait. Bago pa man tayo magkaroon ng terminong San Telmo, ang mga Ifugao ay mayroon ng tinatawag na fanfanilag o mga orbs of light na nakikita sa kabundukan at mga bukirin. Sa Western world naman, kilala din itong will-o-wisp o isang ball of blue flame that mesmerizes weary travelers. Sa tamang kondisyon, ang paghahalo ng mga gases ay kayang gumawa ng mga ilaw gaya ng bioluminescence or chemiluminescence kapag naghahalo ang oxygen sa phosphine, diphosphane at methane na galing sa mga nabubulok na laman gaya sa bangkay ng isang tao. Dito din ang galing ang ideya na ang mga bolang ilaw na ito ay galing din sa mga namatay o sa mga espiritu. Salamat sa pagkukwento mo sa amin sa San Telmo sighting ng kapitbahay mo, August. Indeed, a San Telmo Society story worth reading. Tigil muna sa kwentuhan, magbabalik ang Philippine Camper Stories matapos lamang ang ilang saglit.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sa pagpapatuloy ng Philippine Campfire Stories. Ang susunod na kwento ay mula kay Clarence at sa isang taga-sundo.
Hi Campmaster, please call me Clarence. I had an uncle pass away towards the end of October 2021. He was very close to his daughter and naturally she was devastated by his passing.
Around early of January 2022, she told her mom na she had a dream about her dad at sinusundo na daw siya nito. Her mom told her na wag siyang sasama. Keep in mind na yung daughter nito ay sa Amerika na lumaki kaya hindi naman siya exposed sa mga ganong sabi-sabi. That's why she was confused by her dream. Apparently, 2 weeks after the initial dream, nangyari ulit yung panaginip ng anak. At the beginning of February 2022, the daughter was found dead on her bed in the morning. As of this writing, wala pang results yung ginawang autopsy.
She was in her early 20s and very healthy. Ang tanong, may bearing ba yung mga dreams niya about her recently deceased father? Sinto nga pa siya talaga? Ayun lang for now, Campmaster. Take care always.
Hello Clarence, salamat sa pagpapadala mo ng kwento. Dealing with the death of a family member can really take a toll on our health, both physically and mentally. Ang mapaniginipan ng mga yumaong mga mahal sa buhay ay maaaring parte ng pagluluksa at pagdadalamhati ng isang namatayan. Hindi man natin alam ang dahilan ng pagkamatay ng anak ng uncle mo, alam natin at some level ang mawala ng minamahal sa buhay. Maaaring dahil sa labis na stress na naranasan ng kanyang katawan dahil sa pagkawala ng kanyang ama, ay hindi na ito nakayanan ng kanyang katawan. Napanaginipan ko din ang namatay kong tatay nung bata pa ako. At kahit hindi ko pa alam ang ibig sabihin nun, tinanggap ko na lang ito ng maluwag dahil alam kong nagluluksa pa ako nun. Ngayon, tinuturing ko na lang na closure yung panaginip ko na yon kasi hindi ako nakapagpaalam sa kanya nung namatay siya. Death is a part of life. We only fear it dahil sa mga maiiwan natin na mga mahal sa buhay o sa mga bagay na hindi pa natin maiiwan. Kaya mahalagang bawat araw ay punuin natin ang mga pagkakataong masasabi natin na nagawa natin lahat. Para sakaling dumaan ang ating mga tagasundo, alam natin na nabuhay tayo ng masaya at mapagmahal sa abot ng ating kakayahan. Tama din sa Clarence na kahit nasa ibang bansa na, ang ilan sa mga kasanayan ng mga Pilipino ay nananatili pa din sa buhay natin at sa buhay ng ating mga kapamilya. Sabi pa ni Clarence sa email, P.S. Narealize ko how ingrained ang supernatural sa Filipino culture dahil kay Manang Bola sa Batibot. Imagine sa show na para sa mga bata ay may fortune teller. It's just very interesting. That is very true, Clarence. At tungkulin natin bilang mga makabago Pilipino na makatawid ang ating mga kasanayan kahit na pa yung mga simpleng paniniwala gaya ng huwag pagsama sa patay sa panaginip patungo sa susunod pang mga henerasyon.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Inyo pong nasubaybayan ng isa na namang kabanata ng Philippine Camper Stories. Sana ay nakatulong kahit panandalian ang pakikinig ninyo upang maipahingaan yung mga sarili laban sa problema at hamon sa labas ng campsite na ito. Kung nais ninyo maging bahagi ng podcast na ito, ay maaari kayong mag-share ng inyong mga kwentong kababalaghan o pagtataka at mag-email lamang sa campfirestoriesph@gmail.com. Susubukan nating isama ito sa story submission segment na San Telmo Society. Muli, maraming salamat po sa pakikinig. Hanggang dito na lamang po at hanggang sa susunod nating kwentuhan.
This podcast episode is based on or is inspired by true events. Unless otherwise indicated, all the names, characters, businesses, places, events, and incidents in this podcast are either the product of the podcast creator's imagination or used in a fictitious manner. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental.